We are live. We are live. Let's take a deep breath. Here we are. Welcome.
Yay, we're here.
Show. I'm with my beautiful cohort, Nadine. Nadine.
That's the right. Yes. Nadine Searle. Yes. Yay. Cornelia Stephanie. Lovely to be with you.
Wonderful to have you. And we are here to talk about, did you check and see which episode this is by any chance?
Yes, we are on number 4. How exciting is that? Yes.
So it's basically, you know, the Healing the Inner Child, episode number 4, Self-Realization and Healing the Inner Child, episode number 4.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And are you feeling too, like, since we started, you know, we were still in a place of like, there was so much to talk about with the inner child, but it really feels like on a collective level, like we've lifted the energy. Do you feel? Yes.
I think there's power in there, isn't there, about saying something out loud and sharing and getting that out there. So getting some clarity on it. Like you're saying, it does feel a bit lighter, doesn't it, talking about it. I feel honestly that there's still a lot more to talk about because there's lots more angles on it. But I do feel that almost lightness, like you say, that kind of, yeah, we've covered quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we went into a lot of deep places with the inner child and, you know, allowing the places within the self that has never before been honored, been heard, been appreciated, been looked at, to make that inner child a priority in your life. That was the thing. And, you know, we've been talking about our own journeys, you know, sharing stories about how we've listened to that inner child and still continue to do so. It's interesting what happens, the same thing that happens with the self. When you start doing the inner work and you start working on healing the emotional core wounding of the inner child that should have gotten all their emotional needs met when they were a child, but based on our upbringing, based on our conditioning, based on wherever your mother's and father's emotional abilities were, where were they? It's just kind of like the same way that nowadays when you if you're going out on a date or whatever and you're meeting a new person, is that person emotionally available for you?
Yeah.
And if the person is not emotionally available, that means it's not a good fit. Not a good fit. So were your parents emotionally available to you? That's
good question. Good question. I personally feel they weren't. And again, you know, as we've said before, it's not a criticism, it's not blame. It's just knowing that they weren't in a place to actually give me everything that I needed. I was very needy. So the idea of the inner child work that we've done later on in our life is so beautiful for me because it means I can give myself what I missed out on. Like we've said before, it's actually just being able to love yourself, mother yourself in that way. But when we talk about parents, for me, it's mother and father too. So I did feel, and it's interesting you said about relationships that you come to, because it's something that I didn't realize for a long time. As I was going into relationships as an adult, I wasn't emotionally available, but quite often I saw it as the other side. I wasn't seeing it was me. Okay. So I was going into relationships not ready myself, but thinking I was, desperately wanting, craving something, but actually, and then thinking that person's not right for me, like you say, not emotionally available. Those weren't words I used at the time. I didn't even feel that. But it was actually me. It was my lacking, because I hadn't done this work. I hadn't looked into me and seen what my needs were. And I think, I know I was reaching out to someone else to give me what I was lacking. And that isn't the way, is it? That really isn't the way. It has to come from me, and still does. So.
Yeah. And what I was, yeah, it's so beautiful to be able to see that and look at that and see, you know, how that works. Like I was beginning to say that the beautiful thing about this work is that once you begin the journey to loving the self whole and free, once you begin that journey, it doesn't mean that it's always going to be like that. What I mean by that, this inner work is going to be this treacherous job that, you know, you have to do, because what ends up happening is it becomes easier and lighter and freer and better.
Yeah.
And we only have to bring back what was rightfully ours to begin with, which was to be loved, to be whole, to be free, to be nurtured, to be listened to be held high in self-esteem, to be in our creativity, to be atta girl, atta boy. All of those amazing feelings when you're a child, and you, the feelings that you're giving to yourself now in your parenting, in your inner parenting now. And what happens once that is really the new way, then it just becomes natural. And then it just becomes, this is what I mean by it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does become easier because you get more familiar with it, don't you? And I think I've said it before, you know, when I first started looking into this, I was quite scared. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what it was to do to revisit my, you know, connect with my inner child, look back on things and know how I was going to actually play that out. I didn't know. So I was fearful. And now, like you say, there's a lightness now because I go, well, actually, it's quite easy and it's fun and it's loving and it's joyful. And that's a wonderful thing. And I think revisiting it and chatting to you about it is making it, like you say, it's lighter, because it's just going, oh, yeah, you know, I do that. And it is good and it is fun and it's lovely.
Yeah. And then even when there's pockets that come up to where your inner child comes out, either having a fit or having a crying spell, that, you know, oh, OK, this is another part of me that needs my love, that needs my nurturing, that needs my I got you. It's okay. Exactly. It's okay. It's okay. Right. That has that. And once that is done, like, and that is the normal way of your inner family being loved by you being the mom and the dad and the inner child. And once that inner family is loved, then it becomes the new template, and that's how we do it here, and that's how we live here, and that's how you're reborn into your second life in this life. Yeah. And then that becomes normal, and that's the way it is now, which is how it should have been, you know, early on. Mm-hmm. But it's part of our growth and our evolution to that's why when you said there's no blame, you know, you don't want to blame your parents, and it's not about that, because they gave you what they knew how to give you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're all at that stage, aren't we? We do what we can, and we know what we know, and we do what we can at that moment in time. And I'm a great believer in when the time is right, that is when you know, and that is when you can do things. And like I say, I was quite reluctant to go down this path, but the time was right for me when it was right. And that is the way I look at it. But like you say, it is that it's so when you're in tune with yourself that little bit more, as we both are now, you know, and it's lovely just to, like you say, recognize and go, oh, I know what that feeling is, that feeling that used to be quite scary and it used to worry me. Now I know what it is. And then you can go, and I know what to do about it. So it is totally empowering, isn't it, to be able to just go, oh, here we go again. It comes up again, because it does. And that's OK. But you know what to do about it, which is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah. And even right now, you know, I feel like with the on an astrological level where we are right now with the season being in the cancer energy, and cancer is the mother and also home.
Yes.
And nurturing. So it's really all about all of us now looking at where are our values in response to how we're listening to our feelings. Yeah. And how we're nurturing ourselves now. Yeah. And there may be in your movie, in your reality, in your life, there may be you know, feelings that are up on the surface now coming up ancestral wounds, even where you're still, you know, you're, I don't want to use the word still, you are clearing those from the past that your lineage, the family lineage, didn't receive, because what one does for oneself, you do for all, including your family lineage in the past and moving forward. So the ancestrals, you know, lineage from that people that have come before you, and even the future generations. So that's why this work that we're doing is so important in this energy right now that has us feeling so deeply our humanity, our love, our fears, all the different things that are there that we have in our life, with the whole world in chaos and all the systems that are being looked at right now to see if they're sustainable or not. Is the healthcare system sustainable? Is the school system sustainable? Is it in freedom? Is it in sustainability? Is it with our core values? So all these things cause all these uncertainties, which make you feel insecure by being here.
Yeah.
Right? Which then again brings it right back to, where are you? How are you tending to your own inner home, your own inner environment? Which is why, you know, my 21-day challenge, my 21-day invitation is always the perfect place to begin.
Yeah.
And you know, that was, is, you've taken it and you know.
Yes, it so is, because it is looking at you, isn't it? Looking at where you're at, where you've been and where you want to be. And you're looking at that, it's daily, isn't it? You know, you're looking at that as a daily practice, and that is a good place to start. And as you know, when I was doing it first thing in the morning, and it just, it sets you up, and it's a lovely way to actually just tune in before you actually do anything in the day. I really found that so beneficial, to actually be going, right, okay, I'm going to tune into me. I mean, how many people do that every day? It doesn't happen, does it? You know, tune into me, actually feel my power, feel what I want, good, bad, or whatever is coming up. And actually then it's that choice then, isn't it? How to, because your words and your guidance on those 21 days is so loving and caring. And so you come out of that going, okay, yeah, I've nurtured myself. I've done a bit of like investigating, and then you set up for the day. So I found it, as you know, so empowering and so wonderful to do.
Yeah. And that's why I encourage everyone, unless you're feeling in your autonomy and you're feeling free and you're feeling, you know, knowing the truth of who you are and you're in touch with yourself. If you are not, then this is an invitation for you to take this beautiful 21-day experience into your own inner life and start to nourish yourself and be guided every day for 10 minutes. Not only does it raise your vibration, but it also invites you to release old negative stories from your past life, that you, wounds that you're healing, so that you can return your physical body back to a place of neutrality and being neutral. And because when we come from a place of being emotionally honest and emotionally whole and feeling good about who we are, because we check in and we listen to that inner guidance, then we can choose more on responding instead of reacting to the events that are occurring out in the world, which is an important piece of being emotionally whole and intelligent. And that's one of the things, Nadine, that, you know, I've been right away for the last decade, have been deep immersed into my emotional body and healing the emotional core wounds and healing myself from, with the power of my emotions. And that's why I can tell you that I am a very joyful, happy, excited being alive right now, no matter what is going on in the world, because my inner water is at peace.
Yeah. That's what a lovely place to be.
Yeah. And, you know, like last week, you know how I went over to the island, right?
Yes. Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about that, because, well, first of all, I want to say that all of you that are wanting to experience the 21-day practice, I will put the link below and you'll be able to get it from here. It's $21. It's a dollar a day, like less than a cup of coffee, you know, a day. So it's something that's going to really support you in going into yourself. And that's where it begins. It begins with you, not something outside of you. That's the other thing. I just feel like people right now are overwhelmed with information and they don't know what to do. And I also feel like people don't believe that things work anymore. That, you know, they don't believe when they're being told or, you know, talked about like this service is going to help you or this is going to help you, because they don't believe that it will, that it could. But what people don't realize is that it's actually them that are doing it. It's not us. It's them. And so they don't have a belief that it could work or that it's going to work or that their life is going to change. It's only a negative limiting belief, which the 21 day also helps you with identifying your negative limiting belief so that you can move beyond it, right?
Yeah. It's inviting things to come up, isn't it? So that you can look at them. And then you guide people through a way that you can choose, like you say, how you come out of that, how you react to that. And it's lovely, isn't it? Because it is our choice, isn't it? It's our choice, and it is, we have that power when we need to recognize it, don't we? To actually go, we have the power to feel how we want to feel, react how we want to react, and do what we want to do. And so many people don't feel that. And like you say, by the end of 21 days, well, even before that, you will feel like that. You will definitely feel like that.
Well, the whole point, you know, like with the same way that we choose our clothing every day, we go to the closet and we choose what to wear. And this is the same way that we have to be about our thoughts. We have to choose which thoughts. Do we have abundant thoughts? Do we have clean thoughts? Do we have helpful thoughts? Is that helpful? Do we have positive thoughts? What thoughts are we choosing to think? Because it's a choice. And then I'll take it a step further and say, what feelings are you choosing to feel? And that's also a choice. And that, you know, we've been programmed and conditioned to think the thoughts and feel what the thoughts that we're thinking, because our body responds to the thoughts that we think. So that's why if you're not thinking good, harmonious thoughts, pleasant thoughts about yourself, about where you are, about what you're creating in your life, about the state of the world is in chaos, and I'm so glad that everything is unraveling and that the power is being returned back to the people, and we're in a state of transition, the world is evolving, and I am fine. Making a journal, looking at how far you've come in this life, how incredible it is that you have a physical body that you get to be alive in right now, that you and I are sitting here right here. Yeah. You're in England. I'm over here.
Amazing.
Right? I mean, there is so much to be grateful for. And one of the reasons why what happened to me when I went to the island is that something came alive in me of what I now need to bring to fruition in my life. And that is, I need to be living either on that island or something that is close to what that experience was about because of the nature. And because I was able to walk out my front door and I was able to be around, you know, the hummingbirds, the eagles and the ravens, and there was farmland, the ocean was behind me, and there was forest land on both sides, and I did not have to get in a car to drive to be out in nature. I was right there. That's so it brought me, now it's time for me to up level my living experience, even though I'm out in nature every single day because I go to nature walks every day, but I need to live like that now. like more. And so now this is one of the things that I'm going to be now, you know, I've already called it in. I'm already working it. I'm already in the process of making that a reality in my life now. You know, I've put it into the universal field that I want to live here, and I'm going for the community, because one of the things that it showed me there too is that the people that live there, they live there, not in the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, that's a luxury, isn't it? To step back a bit. Yeah.
That's really how I want to live out the remainder of my days, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, I have a long life ahead of me because I really truly believe I'm going to be living into my hundreds. So I have a long life, but I certainly want to live my life according to be in harmony with nature. These are the spiritual principles that I teach in all of the work that I do and everything I'm doing, that now I need to take my life to the next level and, you know, go into that level of playing, because suddenly, you know, I was finding myself with my magical child and I was playing. And I want more of that, having more fun, playing more. Where before, when we started this conversation, the inner child needs to be nurtured, needs to be loved, needs to be tended to. Now, the way I'm nurturing the inner child is I want to play. So that means that I have to put myself in an environment where I can have more of that, where it's easily accessible.
Yeah.
The place where I live here, it's one house right after the next.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And even though I live in a very beautiful community, there's nothing to complain about here. It really isn't, but it wasn't that.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. Like, I live underneath the Rainbow Bridge. The water is right there. I have very beautiful surroundings, but that's another level of it for me. So, and, you know, the feeling that I had, because, you know, the new earth is a feeling. The communities we're looking to build and create together is a feeling, you know, going where the people are, supporting each other with our core values. As you know, what I do with the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, bringing all the hosts and speakers and podcasters together that will, you know, support them in creating sustainable environments all over the world.
Yeah. So everyone can have their bliss and their joy, can't they? Which is wonderful, and it's lovely, isn't it, that you've had that experience, and then you just know, this is what I need, this is what I want, I'm going to get it, and that's how we can all feel, isn't it? You know, we can all feel our own power, and I would say similar to you. Where I live now is by the sea, and I've got that very close to me. And I've actually, out the back of me, I've got woodland, ancient woodland, which is beautiful. And I actually feel that I live in the woods. So I'm exactly, you know, in a position like you're saying, you know, it's right here. I'm in the middle of it. And that's very important to me. It's why I chose where I live now. And it's a necessity for me to be in nature and to be in tune. And like you say, to have it so close by, to be in it is important.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I thought about? I thought, if I was there, my podcasts, I would be doing them in nature out there. And part of the reason why, where I live here, there's not a lot of cars, because I live a little more private, but over where I live, over where I was over there, there was no cars.
That's lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
So that's why.
Out in nature, that would be lovely. Yeah.
And that's really where I need to be. So my work needs to be out there. I need to be doing videos out in nature. Yeah. So my next thing, this is what I'm working on now. So who knows if it's going to happen this year, but certainly the seed has been planted. I have the feeling, which is how we're creating our new earth, through feeling.
Yeah.
We know what it is we want to feel like. We know what it feels like. What does it feel like when you're at peace? What does it feel like when you're in love? What does it feel like when you are at ease? What does your body feel like? That's the way to create. And that's the way that it's rippling out into, you know, all over the ethers, into the energy fields of all the things that we love.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
And I know, you're making it happen right now, aren't you? So.
Yeah. That's what I want to say too. So for those of you that are, you know, going to be listening to this, later, you know, as you are now moving into your creations, things are going to speed up pretty quickly now, because we just, I'm going to bring astrology back into it. And basically, we have just gone through a Mercury retrograde period, and now Mercury has moved out of the shadow and is moving direct. So I feel like once we get through the end of this week and into next week, beginning next week, it's basically you have gotten on the bike and you started slowly pedaling and getting your groove on, and very quickly you're going to be.
This
is the feeling. This is the feeling. And that means that you better be feeling good. You better be feeling happy. You better be feeling in your joy, because that's what you're going to magnetize, the water straight to you. So this is why it's so important that we're having these conversations. This is why it's part of our service to give back to the community, to you, because we love you.
Yeah.
We love each other. We're here to support you. We're here to support the earth. And that's why we're here. And so, you know, when you're thinking of, like, you know, what do I do that's part of the service? What do I do that is purposeful, that has something to give? If you're working on yourself, you are serving the whole. Because when you work on yourself and you love yourself and you tend to yourself and you take care of yourself, you're going to give that out. You're going to give that out to all the relationships. And if you hold yourself in high esteem, and if you see yourself the way that we see you, holding you high with no judgment allowed, we have some very strict principles and boundaries here. No judgment allowed. It's unconditional love for the self, for all. Peace on earth, freedom on earth. That's what we're here to do. And those of us that have been on this path, working these energies, integrating what we've learned into our physical bodies, and being conscious and aware of our human capabilities, what we're capable of, so much more than war.
Exactly. We are stronger, aren't we, in love, in care, in play, in fun, in our bliss, aren't we? We're so much stronger. And that is it's just a joy, isn't it? And I think what you were saying earlier about, you know, we just need to concentrate on ourselves. That took me a long time to actually realise. And I still need to remind myself from time to time, because I thought I just have to change everyone else and then life will be perfect. And of course, that is impossible. But then to actually, as I say, for me, a slow process to learn that actually what I'm doing is changing me and choosing me, how I want to react and how I want to be. That is so freeing, isn't it? Because you just go, it's a lot easier. I've only got to care about me. And people find that very hard to grasp, don't they? If we look after ourselves, and it sounds a little bit rude, but someone said it to me in a way that really hits home to me. Just mind your own business. Just look after your own business. Don't worry about anyone else's. And then the world will be a wonderful place. Because if everybody does that, if everybody just looks after themselves, we don't need to do anything else. Yeah. And that's a little bit mind-blowing, isn't it? All we need to do is look after ourselves. Say it all we need to. It's one of the hardest things for some people to do, isn't it? But if we just look after ourselves, like you say, has that ripple effect, that's all that we need to do. It's quite simple, isn't it, really?
Yeah. And it's like you said, it's very hard to do, but it's the only way.
It is. Yeah.
Wait, because the savior paradigm is done. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to do it for you.
Exactly.
You are the one that's here to do it. That you are a creator, magnificent creator. Yeah. Magnificent. Yeah. And there's no reason why you can't do it yourself. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. You have all the support that you need.
Yeah.
The templates are here. It's all here. Nadine, let's give the audience an opportunity to take a look at where they can find out more about you.
Yes. The best place to find out all about me is my YouTube channel, which is Calmer Self, C-A-L-M-E-R-S-E-L-F. And all of our chats are on there, aren't they? going out so people can listen to those again. And there's lots more about me and what I do and some examples of what I do. And one of the things, actually, like we've just been talking about, is helping people just feel their future, step into it, if you like, with a meditation I guide people through, that we can step into how we want to be. And when you feel it and you believe it, then it magically happens. So that's quite a lovely little process. So that's one of the things that I help people with, and I love doing that.
Good. Thank you so much, Nadine. I'm going to close the show now because I want to save your time. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Ciao.
Thank you. See you next time.